A new book of interviews by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI hit bookshelves on Friday in the Italian language. The book, entitled The Last Conversations by German journalist Peter Seewald, covers a number of themes, including his decision to resign. Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi is president of the Joseph Ratzinger or Benedict XVI Foundation. He spoke to Lydia O'Kane about some of the key themes.
I find that the very important things are two. In particular, the first, that is the witness that we receive from Pope Emeritus Benedict about the way in which he lives this phase of his life, the last time of his life, as preparation to the encounter with God. This is a very important witness, profound and spiritual, a witness of faith. As John Paul II has given us an important witness about the faith in the suffering, in the sickness, now Benedict gives us an important witness of the faith in the preparation to the encounter with God. Preparation to the death, we can say very clearly. It is an aspect, a fundamental aspect of the Christian life and spirituality and the spiritual experience. And he speaks about this with great serenity. He speaks about his way to pray, to meditate, how he feels the mystery, great mystery of God, the difficulty of interpreting some great words of Jesus Christ that are for him now greater than ever before. And this is very touching, and how as he prepares to meet God and ask him forgiveness for his faults, and how he confides to be in eternal life at home. Yes, in this sense, I think this is really the most important aspect of this book. And this justifies this book, because a series of little information about his life and he has given to the journalist, but thinking to a future biography, not to a publication, urgent publication. But the witness, how he experience now the presence of God in his life, is something that is precious and urgent, because it is now that he witnessed this as a present person that we love and we feel present. And also the second aspect that is important, I think, is how he says again clearly, and I think in a definitive way, the reasons of his renunciation, eliminating every rumor, every false interpretation as consequence of the scandals, of the difficulties. No, he says no. It was a time in which I had already overcome the difficulties, and there was the good time to take a decision before God in total responsibility. And this I have done, and I am happy of this decision, and I have not changed my mind.
This is the Pope Benedict in his own words. So this, in a sense, is a historical document.
Yes, a very personal witness of a Pope is a historical document. But the fact in which he says personally these two very important things, the experience before God and the reasons and the spirit of the renunciation, are fundamental points. There are also a lot of other answers and points that he talks that can be very useful to know in better, to integrate the biographies that we already have or that we will have. But are particular points, that is, his participation to the Vatican Council, Vatican II, or his relation with Pope John Paul II, that are very, very interesting aspects, but they were not urgent. I think the other two are, I think, fundamental and very useful in this moment. This, for me, justify the publication now of this book. For the other thing, we could also wait.